Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson in the Allstate Showcase studio. I don't know if you got a chance to hear last week's show, but I did, I guess, what I would call a Rick rant. And it was a rant over the issue of a protest at the University of Missouri in Columbia, where a mass communications professor basically physically intimidated a student, telling the student to get out of an area that was on the quad, a public space, as he was kind of documenting the kind of protest that was going on. And I want to replay the kind of the incidents. You get a feeling of where am I all coming from here as before I chat with my daughter, Kate, who's down at the University of Missouri. So here is student reporter Mark Schierbecker, who, by the way, has filed charges with the University of Missouri police against mass communications professor Melissa Click.
Hi, media. Can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Well, you need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here. Help me get him out. Who's going to help me?
Are you documenting? What are you doing?
I'm documenting.
Okay, well,
you need to get out. You need to get out.
This is public property.
Yeah, I know. That's a really good one. I'm a communication faculty, and I really get that argument. But you need to go. You need to go. You need to go.
And, of course, my response last week to that was to Melissa Click that you need to go. But joining me on the phone right now is my daughter, Kate, who was a senior in strategic communications at the University of Missouri School of Journalism. And you've been seeing these protests, Kate. How are things on campus right now?
Hello, good morning. I guess things on campus have calmed down quite a bit. I think it's important to know that, you know, we're not a campus that's completely burning down in flames, and we're not running around in total chaos. You know, there was, and I think there still is to a certain extent, a division on this campus about, you know, the protests and about the issue of racism. But as of right now, you know, campus is completely safe and not in utter chaos, like everyone believes.
Well, there is a belief, though, I think, that and a concern about the reputation of the University of Missouri. And, you know, you and I had talked before about, you know, what was it, just a year ago, you said the campus was so unified behind the fact that one of the Missouri football players came out as gay.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, honestly, it hurts to see the reputation of a place that I've called home these past 4 years, you know, completely tarnished to those outside of Columbia. You know, you hear parents on tours with their, you know, kids asking questions about the safety of their students. You know, some parents of my friends are pleading with their sons and daughters not to return back to Mizzou next semester. You know, I even heard some Tennessee fans from last night's game were a little apprehensive about coming to Columbia. You know, so in my time at Mizzou, I don't think I've ever witnessed such an accepting group of students, but it's also a group of students that are willing to fight for, you know, this more tolerant society. Protests have always been kind of a huge part of Mizzou's past. But it's important for people to remember that this still is the same school that rallied behind Michael Sam. You know, we're still the same school that has huge LGBTQ marches every semester. You know, we're still the same school that has an African-American student body president. You know, the majority of us here are accepting and are tolerant to a better society.
Well, and certainly there were valid concerns among the African-American students there, the concern student 1950, the student group that's named for the year that the first black graduate student was admitted to the university, you know, concerns involving President Tim Wolfe, who stepped down, and Chancellor Bowen Lofton, who is also leaving. And, you know, part of that, I have to say, was I noted that when the then president, Tim Wolfe, was in Kansas City, and a group of University of Missouri students approached him outside of a fundraiser and asked him to give his definition of systemic oppression. His answer was, "I will give you an answer, and I'm sure it will be a wrong answer. systemic oppression is because you don't believe that you have the equal opportunity for success. And that the students said, did you just blame us for systemic oppression, Tim Wolf? Did you just blame the black students? And it was that kind of insensitivity he later apologized for. But nevertheless, you know, that was enough to kind of activate the student body at large.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. No, I saw that video. Somebody recorded it on a phone. And I think it's important that Mizzou, you know, takes this time, and I think Thanksgiving break is coming at a good time, you know, takes this couple, you know, weeks, couple days, and kind of figures out, people are put into leadership positions and kind of figures out where we go from here, absolutely, to become a more tolerant campus.
Well, and they have taken some steps. They've appointed a senior administration official for minority outreach. But do you think the fact that Tim Wolf leaving as the school's president kind of lifted a huge brick on what was going on the campus?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think his resignation was important for students to kind of have I'm trying to figure out how to say this. I think it was important for the movement. I think it really made them feel like, wow, I'm actually making changes on this campus. You know, I'm actually being heard. You know, something good is actually going to come out of this.
Do you think that really would have happened if the football team and the African-American students on the Mizzou football team hadn't threatened the boycott?
That is a very good question. And that's actually a question that we've been talking about in some of our classes. You know, is it sad that the football team had to get involved in order for this change to happen? You know, would it have happened? Honestly, I don't think his resignation would have happened if the football team hadn't have stepped in. His resignation is obviously a vital part to the movement, but I don't think it was, you know, getting national coverage until the football team decided, hey, we're going to take a stance.
Well, and indeed, one of those student journalists that was documenting what was going on in the quad was actually a Mizzou student who was on a freelance assignment for ESPN, which also mm-hmm. made this very, very much of a national story.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, the story wasn't exactly picked up until, you know, the football team got involved.
But are you comfortable on campus?
Yes, yes.
Asks a concerned father.
Yes, Mizzou is. It always has been. It's my favorite place. You know, I mean, there were a couple days when there was the complete chaos and the shooting threats, and you know, there were a couple days when I felt a little unsafe. And, you know, I do have some night classes. So walking to, you know, class at 8 o'clock at night when it gets early, you know, now it's 7, I was a little concerned. But as of right now, you know, I sit in the business school and I see all the tours and, you know, you see parents asking questions about safety and all the precautions Mizzou takes. And, you know, I'm sitting there and it kind of, you know, it hurts a little bit. You know, this is a place that I love dearly and, you know, it's my home. And I feel completely safe at Mizzou. Absolutely.
Well, Kate, I think you're a very good ambassador for the University of Missouri. And I think you've learned something in those strategic communications classes.
I think so, too. One or two things.
All right. Well, Kate, thanks very much for joining me this morning. And good job on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm headed home.
Very good. You're listening to The Sunday Spin on WGN.